This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Offered up some good vibes. A little bit of variety here. It's a Monday. People have a variety of feelings on Mondays, but, you know, the good vibes, they help get you through it. Monday.
That's for sure.
It's going to happen. You can't really stop it. Titanic at the California Symphony. This is your chance right now to win tickets to see San Francisco Symphony Films' Titanic. Just text the word FRESH, F-R-E-S-H, to our contest line 20357. You'll be qualified for tickets for the San Francisco Symphony Films' Titanic, April 4th, Davis Symphony Hall. Text FRESH to 20357 and you'll be entered to win. This hour's code word is FRESH. We're doing this all week, so every day around this time, all this week. Very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Thanks again to Danielle Reyes, season 3 of the Traitors US version. She was great. Maybe she's driving back to home. Hello and thank you for being here.
510 says, enjoying Danielle, but for the love of God, Sarah, please stop saying Traitors.
Traitors. The Traitors. I want people to be able to find it. People are like, the traitors? What? Like the stock traders?
Evie from Pacifica, Danielle talking about other people lying is so rich. No one lies like Danielle. She stabbed Carolyn in the, not in the back, but in the front.
Yeah, the thing about the traitors is the whole thing is you have to lie when you're
right.
A traitor. You're lying the whole time.
Yeah.
I'd want to be a traitor if I was on that show.
This person doesn't like her hats.
Oh, I kind of like that. I actually thought that. I really thought that they had some kind of stylist because, honestly, some of the clothing was just outrageous. Something you'd never buy for yourself. Like, no, I don't think I could pull that off. It's fun, though. It's good. Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to talk about Lady Gaga here.
Okay.
She was the host and the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend. I will definitely be sleeping through that show later today. Because if I sit on the couch, I will immediately fall asleep.
Okay.
It is. You said it was National Nap Day.
It is.
It's officially National Nap
Day.
This
is a hard day for, and you see it coming. I already said to myself, Monday's going to suck. I told you, what did I say? Sunday's going to poop on us.
Yep.
So it's, that
it
is.
It did, man.
It sure did.
And there's zero reason.
And you didn't even know you were going to have that weekend you had.
I didn't know that. And I ended up exhausted last night and ready to fall into bed. So glad to be there. I was sore in different places from having my kids learning to rollerblade. And I was with her both days.
Both. Well, that's
for
fun.
A long time.
You just reminded me of something that I did this weekend that I wanted to tell you guys about. I actually took pictures of it and stuff. So on Saturday, we're getting a hot tub. Hey, creative energy. We're getting a hot tub, so we have to clear this area. We have this pond. So we fished out all the little, we have these little mosquito eaters, you know, so that mosquitoes don't grow in our pond. And we were taking out all the plants and everything. And because our friend has his own pond. And I'm like, you take my minnows and you take my plants. So we're doing that. And then we're up at his house, which is in San Rafael. And I'm like, oh, man, how about that fiery big fish sandwich from Burger King?
Oh,
we should try to do that. And John goes, there's a Burger King right over there. And I'm like, oh, because I thought it was all the way up at Costco. And we see the sign for the Burger King. I'm like, oh, my God, it's a Burger King. So we go, and we go to the Burger King.
This was Saturday. From an article that I did about...
The best fish, fast food fish sandwiches.
For Lent, like people who aren't going to be eating red meat, they need to eat some fish. This right. was then, this person judged them all. So you say what about
the... And the number one was the fiery big fish.
Yes.
Okay, here's what I have to say about it. Super oily. Like they, whatever the fiery part is, seems to be like a chili oil with some spices in it. Super oily. Mm. Like it was the, I will start at the base. The fish is a good piece of fish. It's literally real flaky fish. I'm sure it was a frozen patty. It's a square, just like at McDonald's, a fish fillet. But I wished that we debated not both getting the hot one, getting one that was a regular one and one that wasn't. And I kind of wish we had done that. I'm just going to use, hold on.
So the number one fish sandwich was this hot, spicy.
Fiery big fish.
Okay.
From Burger King.
And you guys say?
I would just go get a McDonald's fish fillet and hold the cheese.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I it was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. It seemed like a good piece of fish-ish, you know, but it is still fast food fish. So it's right there kind of in the name. But okay. You know, we ate them. We both finished them. Okay. I will say this. I'm sorry, Burger King. Those fries.
Wow.
Like, you know, the best fries. I'm sorry. I don't know what everyone thinks. Number one fast food fry for me, McDonald's fresh McDonald's shoestring fries. Those are the best. Oh, I love In-N-Out fries. I think those are really good. And those are freshly made, and they've got a very unique taste.
They're very different than the McDonald's ones, though.
Yes, they are very different. And the ones that you get at Burger King are fatter, not nearly steak fries or anything like that, but they're definitely a lot fatter, and they're just not, I don't know, but it just wasn't, I haven't been to Burger King in a while, and I kind of know why. I was listening really carefully today to see if there was a Burger King commercial. I didn't want to, like, say anything. I'm not even saying anything bad. It was all fine. But very oily, like the heat in that thing is an oil. Like you hold it up and it's dripping like dark red oil out the bottom.
That's too much.
I know.
But that you know, that's one of the problems with fast food is that you are rolling through a place where they might have a new employee that's a teenager.
And added too much of the oil.
And, yeah,
to
like it could go wrong and that's.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a reality.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, now we know.
There you go. So. Well, don't take my word for it. I mean, everyone's got their own taste buds. Like, I can't do a McRib, but some people are like, oh, my God, the McRib is back. And I'm thinking in my head, like, who cares about that? No, thanks. Okay, back to Lady Gaga. So, Lady Gaga was the host and the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. Now, as I read through some of these jokes that she told, I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty good. But Maddie was like, nah, it's not that good.
Nah, she was
Well, she's not a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, very stiff.
Oh, stiff.
But I clipped a couple things from it for you.
All right.
This is her talking about the movie.
A Joker.
Joker 2. And getting a Razzie.
Anyway, I'm an actor now. Films that would showcase my craft as a serious actor. Films such as Joker 2. Apparently people thought it was awesome. Joaquin and I even got nominated for a Razzie, which is an award for the worst films of the year. So we won. For worst on-screen duo. But joke's on them. I love winning things. Brings me one step closer to an egot. It's like an egot, but it's hurtful.
Funny.
Okay.
Pretty good.
She's
a little
cute.
Goofy. Did you clip any other stuff?
Yeah, I've got one more for you here.
All right.
I got engaged. Okay. My mom set us up, and it's a true story. My mom called me one day, and she goes, I met your husband. And I said, what does he do? And she said, he works in cancer research. And while we were talking, I was literally smoking a cigarette. And then we went on 3 dates, and I never smoked again, except when I'm drunk.
The rest of us.
There you go. Wait a minute. What?
What?
When's the last time you had a ciggy?
With my mom in Florida.
Just recently.
The whole time.
Just recently.
Yes.
You smoked real life.
Yes.
Light 'em.
Yes.
Smoke 'em.
Right.
Ash 'em.
Yes.
Ciggies.
Yes.
The whole time you were in Florida.
It was so great. It was great. I was like, I'm going to do it while I'm with my mom in Florida.
And did you go buy a pack of your favorite brand? You smoked her brand.
I just smoked her. And they're terrible. So they're like Misty, I think is the name of the brand. They're like,
the little girl
like
cigarettes.
So skinny, like a pipe cleaner skinny. It's really, and so I just, but it was great because I just sat out there and we were like talked and blah, 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 and hung out outside together.
It is nice smoking with somebody.
It is nice smoking with somebody. And honestly, it
it's
just
bad for you, but it's
right. And I was there to see them and I bonding. Thought, well, she's going to smoke right in front of me. I guess I'm just going to smoke too. F it. Of course, nobody likes it except me. My mom's even like, oh God, you're smoking. And my dad walked by every time. Oh, Sarah. I'm like, what?
Well, there's your mom holding the pack out
I
for
know.
You.
And John, and actually, John doesn't say anything. He doesn't, I don't know why, but he's just always been so cool about it. All my struggles with nicotine. But my son was there, Riley was there, and he's just like, so what, are you going to smoke now? Is this it? You're going to smoke now? I'm like, nope, I'm just getting through this. I'm just kidding. I'm here for 2 days, and I'm going to smoke the whole thing. Like, no, you're going to get hooked. Like, I'm
oh,
not, I promise
hooked.
You. I know. But
you
the beauty
with fire.
Of yeah.
For the record, a fried fish sandwich is bad for you. Ciggies, especially if you've been struggling against them your whole life,
yeah,
that's way worse than just bad for you.
Well, you know, it's been a couple weeks and I haven't.
Okay.
You know, but then she jokes about, you know, what you do when you're drunk and you go, yeah, that is when. That is when. So another joke that she told, which I thought was really funny, she took a shot at R. Kelly. She said, I'm so happy to be back at SNL. The last time I hosted was in 2013, and every aspect of my performance aged amazingly. So there's no need to Google SNL 2013 Lady Gaga featuring R. Kelly. I wouldn't bring that up because that would be bad. Get it? Because she, you know, that was back before everything. She wrapped up the monologue saying, tonight I promise to act, to sing, and to not do Joker 3.
You know, she's I really am a big fan of her music, and I think
yeah, she's
she has achieved more than you would expect a singer to. Like, she was huge in what's the Shallow movie?
Born Star is Born.
That's
part three.
That didn't get a Razzie.
Oh no. No,
like,
she was great in that.
It.
She was really good in that.
Good for her.
Yeah. She was also in one of the American Horror Story seasons. Was she good in that?
Very good.
And then she was in that Gucci one, too. She was in a movie like House of Gucci, House of Versace.
You're right.
Something.
It was, hold on.
And that was with Adam Driver. I think that one was pretty good, too. Sorry, I got to blow my nose real quick. Otherwise, it's just going to be sniffing the whole
time. Do you have a cold? My wife came down with one this weekend, and man, it took her out fast.
Yeah, I don't think I have a cold, but you know when you sneeze and then your nose ever after is running? That's where I'm at. All right.
It was House of Gucci, by the way.
House of Gucci. She's done a few things. The Joker Folie à Deux, I don't know. I don't know who was filming that and thought, oh, this is going great. Like, I've never heard anyone say anything good about it.
Well, someone came up with the idea to make it a musical, and I think that right there was the, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, who's your audience here?
Because it's not the people who are into musicals.
Like,
he is a superhero comic villain, not getting up there for the kick line in the musical review.
The very first one. It was so good because Joaquin does he does crazy better than anybody.
He is really good at crazy.
And it was believable.
Yeah.
So I don't know, whatever.
Did you end
Mistakes
up seeing
get
it?
Made. Nope. And I won't.
Yeah. I
have very little time. Like, I didn't see Severance this weekend.
Oh.
I told you, I got the one time I watched Lucky for the millionth time with my kids and was just like, oh, this one. But I'm Severance. I'm dying to know what's happened. Did you see it?
Yep.
Is it great?
Yep.
Oh my God. How many more episodes are left?
The character that's been missed, gone for most of it.
Circles back.
It's all about her.
Good.
And there are some big revelations.
Oh my God. I'm only two episodes in.
I saw something that may or may not be true because the internet just, you know, says stuff. But it was like one of the most watched shows on TV. Like right now, Apple has a huge hit on its hands with Severance.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's
watching it. Everywhere you go, people are watching it. Okay, minigame?
Yep.
Gonna do minigame here?
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune star Vanna White. How many days in 1 year does Vanna White work? How many days in 1 year?
100.
100 days.
I'm going to say 70 days.
Well, Maddie, you do win, but it's half of that. She works 34 days a year. What does she make per day in those 34 days?
I don't know, but that's...
Take a guess.
Like one million... No, half a million bucks a day.
Oh, I would say much less than that. Like... 100,000.
No, it's actually less than both of those. It's $88,000. She makes $3 million a year for 34 days of work. She just got bumped up too. I want to say she was making like maybe $1 million, but when I think she re-upped when Pat Sajak was still on the show, wasn't she? Because now it's Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
But I don't know when she. I'm sure he's making $15,000 a year. That guy. He's on everything. Anyway, there you go. Wheel of Fortune star Vanna White reveals she works 34 days a year. I did the math. It pencils out to around $88,000 a day. You know, a day's work. I'm sure it's really hard work, though.
You know, well, I mean,
her arms
you know,
get really tired.
Her name is synonymous with that show, and
yep,
I imagine they've considered not having her and went, she's worth it. She's worth it.
Those
whatever.
Letters aren't going to turn themselves.
No, they actually literally do turn themselves.
You know, I'm sure there was a moment when they switched the screens where they went, what do we do with Vanna? I mean, do we keep her? Do we lose her? And they went, you got to keep her.
Yeah. You need to have a pretty
part
girl.
Part of the show.
Running up, running back and forth. We've heard a lot about Blake Lively in the last few months, more than I've ever heard about Blake Lively. And she's married to one of my faves, former faves, I guess. So she's out there promoting a movie that she made with Anna Kendrick. It's called Another Simple Favor.
Oh.
And I don't know. I sort of remember hearing A Simple Favor. That was like the first one. Now this is like the second one, Another. So I don't know if it's the same people who are in both of these things. But there's a big online conspiracy theory that they do not like each other or that something has maybe happened between them during this whole Justin Baldoni thing. I watched the two clips in question, and one of them is Blake Lively going, oh, it's great. It's so fun working with her. Somebody is asking her, she's walking in, you know, on the red carpet or whatever and taking pictures with people. And someone's, oh, how is it working with Anna Kendrick? Oh, my God, it's great. It's so good. And then Anna Kendrick is asked the same question. How is it working with Blake Lively? She's like, oh, you know, just keeps on walking down the taking pictures of people and just doesn't really address it at all. So now, of course, the internet is like, oh my God, there's beef between these two.
Well, that certainly didn't help Blake Lively's cause, did it?
Didn't help a lot. However, the director of the movie, Paul Feig, is like, you're wrong. There's nothing. He posts up a picture of them all together, posing for photos as they're promoting, which really doesn't prove anything. People can stand and smile. So I don't really know what's going on, but it is fun to speculate about.
Yeah, that photo thing is not an option that people will say it's an option or that you, but if she said, no, thanks, I don't want to, they would have said, you're being a jerk. Get up.
You have to.
We're promoting this film. Get in the photo.
Right. There's no, you don't really have an option.
No,
in this.
Thanks.
I wanted to just really quickly recap the, here it is, how Gene Hackman and his wife died.
Okay.
Just really quick, because this is the first time we've seen from the authorities, like this is what they feel happened. Betsy is his wife. Gene Hackman is 95 years old, was 95 years old and passed. Their bodies were found, I think, on the 26th of February. And his wife, Betsy, is 30-something years younger than him, like maybe 63 years old. Betsy went first, according to the authorities, of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. It's a severe respiratory illness you get from contact with infected rodents. And then they think Gene survived about a week after she was laying there dead before succumbing to severe cardiovascular disease. So if you're wondering why he didn't seek help after his wife died, he has apparently got very advanced Alzheimer's disease. He may not even have known she died or how to take care of himself. There was no food in his system. He also showed signs of multiple heart surgeries and prior heart attacks. On February 11th is the last day that Betsy was known to be alive. She was seen on surveillance cameras at a CVS, and an analysis of Gene's pacemaker suggests that he died on the 17th or 18th. Their bodies were not discovered until the 26th. But that's an update. That seems like a fairly concrete timeline.
Pictures we'd seen of him and actually the couple before, it was like one of their last outings. He had a cane and was holding on to her to get around. So,
and at 95,
on top of whatever was going on with his brain, he's also not someone who was going to get out and walk for help or even just get out. Like
right.
Sarah said, I'm surprised he didn't go
wandering off, but
I don't think he could.
At that age, he may very well not have.
Right.
He might have fallen down and not been able to get back up.
According to this that I just looked up as well, a bite from an infected rat can spread. What did you call it? Hantavirus?
Hanta? I don't know.
They say it's rare, though. The most common way to get hantavirus is by breathing in contaminated dust or air. So they would say that there's rodent urine or saliva or droppings.
Infected.
And then that's...
You're cleaning that out, maybe, and right. You wind up smelling that.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I was thinking is it the same thing as the kitty litter one that talking about this years ago.
That's a myth, actually. I looked that one up.
Okay.
That is a myth. But if they have a lot of dogs and they don't pick up after them, I mean, rats love that.
Dog mess?
Yeah, they love it. So, yeah.
Okay.
They probably had it from that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
An all-wheel drive wheelchair.
Oh.
After these.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. All this week, Alice has your last chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Just listen for the code words at 905-1205-305-405-605. So lots of chances. Text the code word to 20357. And enter for your chance to win. Plus, qualify for the grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1 park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel.
We're a half hour away from that. It's right around the corner.
You're going to love it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, your kids are going to love it, but you're probably going to love it, too.
Yep. Whole family.
Here's what's happening. So we have some clouds outside today, but no rain expected yet. Midweek, though, we're going to get one of those atmospheric rivers. We're all going to get it.
Yay. Yep. We need all the rain.
My first story is cool. I mean, out of tragedy comes sometimes great things. And this kid, I guess, was in a car accident when he was like 5 years old.
Oh.
And ended up in a wheelchair. A community in East Texas pitched in to help this 13. He's now 13. His name's Kaysen Snyder, and he wants to be able to hang out with his friends, but he's in a wheelchair, and he lives in Texas where people fish, hunt,
yes,
hike.
Right.
So people donated enough money in the town where he lives to buy him an all-terrain wheelchair.
Wow.
So he can go with his friends to all the places. They surprised him with it on Saturday. Cost about $18K.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
That's really cool. So is it like an ATV that he's just kind of strapped into?
Yep.
Like less of a, does he have his hands?
It looks, yes, he has his hands, and it looks more like a bike or a.
Like a four-wheel bike kind of deal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's, you know what? There it is. Community. I feel the love on that.
He's got an off-road mobility wheelchair now.
Off-road. Ugh.
And you know,
be careful though.
In the article, I looked at the, and just any parent can relate to their something happening to their kid.
Yep.
And now she's like, he was so brave. I could not deal with it.
Oh, look at that thing.
Oh, did you pull it up?
It was up there for a minute. There we go. That is quite a thing.
Yeah.
It really does have big fat tires. It's got a back sort of stabilizer on there. That's really cool.
Way to go, community.
Way to go, community. Texas community. I'm happy to hear that. I mean, a 13-year-old. Oh, boy. Some of them have tractor treads on them.
Yeah.
That seems like a little much.
Well.
I guess it depends what you're trying to get over, right?
I would certainly, you don't want your kid to be trapped inside. You know, like right. Summer's coming. You want your kid to go do those things.
Get to have a childhood and their adventures.
This is breaking news, so I don't know all the details. An oil tanker and cargo ship have collided.
Oh, no.
Causing a fire and the crews to abandon ship in the North Sea. So this is off the coast in England. The incident remains ongoing, but part of the reason I have this feeling sometimes too, when I get out in the ocean and then I find people like all around me and you go, all this space.
Oh, yeah, and here we are. Grouped together in a pod.
Like, we're just all right here. We got to be thigh to thigh, huh? Like, all that ocean. And these two find each other. Oh.
Right.
So anyway, there was a collision. An oil tanker and a cargo ship have collided off the coast of England, causing a fire. The crews have abandoned ship.
So these are now just like floating, burning things.
I don't even have video of it at the moment, but I'm telling you, there's a big story brewing. That's what I got for you right now.
That's not good.
No, it's not good. Also, this story is interesting for those of you who can still drink. I don't drink anymore. I did like my whiskey, though. Mm. According to the World Whiskeys Awards. Some people like they like it. What's the best thing?
Yes.
I'll get that.
Right.
I'll try that. The best whiskey at the World Whiskey Awards turns out to be Old Fitzgerald. I never heard of it. You heard of it?
No.
Nope, never heard of it.
Old Fitzgerald?
It was named the world's best bourbon at the 2025 World Whiskies Awards. Old Fitzgerald. Never heard of it. And then they say...
How long is it aged for? Maybe it just awakened.
It does look like it's a 13-year-old bottle.
Okay.
But still, I mean, if that's the brand that's out there and it's the best,
right.
you might want to try it.
Old Fitzgerald.
Something called Old Elks. Is another bourbon, they say, for it got the best non-Kentucky bourbon award.
Oh, so the Old Fitzgerald is a Kentucky bourbon. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? Is there some specific ingredient that's from Kentucky?
There's a specific thing that has to happen with whiskey and bourbon, whether it's aging, but also the barrels that they're done in. And then it's got to be Kentucky, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's Bourbon County, and it's like champagne, like... Real champagne is only from France. Like everything else is sparkling wine.
Well, it's only from
wine.
Champagne, France.
Yeah, everything else is sparkling wine. And same thing with Kentucky whiskey. If it's not made in Kentucky.
I'm looking at this bottle of Old Fitzgerald and I've never seen it. So I guess it's not in your usual liquor store or,
maybe it's a high-end market. Specialty.
Must be.
If it's winning whiskey awards.
You seen this? I've seen that bottle.
I do not believe I've ever seen that.
I think you can pay quite a bit for, what's the brand... there's like blue, green, red.
Talking about Red Label? What is that called? J&B?
I don't know.
Baldwin?
Guess how much a bottle of Old Fitzgerald will run you?
$350.
$769.
Oh, I didn't know we were talking about.
The 10-year is a little cheaper. It's $459. So this is...
So if it gets 13 years on it, it's...
I used to just get...
the little fifth of whiskey?
No. What are you, fifth?
I don't know.
That's not nearly enough. Jack Daniels or Jameson's. Mm. I never, went... What are those... Johnny Walker.
Oh, Johnny Walker.
Black label, red label, gold label. Did you ever use that stuff?
Yeah, I was not a big whiskey guy. When I did have whiskey, I'd love Blanton, which is kind of a little high end. But
never heard of that one either.
Yeah, that one's good.
Wow. Yeah. You really are high end. Blanton.
Yeah. No, there's no need for high end if you drink like I drink.
Well, yes, that's right. Drunks should be less discerning about their... Just whatever it takes, wherever it breaks.
Anyway, I didn't know that stuff was going to be $700, or I wouldn't have. I thought, for those of you out there, like some people go, oh, what's the new tequila? It's Tito's.
Mm.
You like it?
It's a vodka, right?
Tito. Oh, I don't know. Is Tito's vodka?
Maybe they have a tequila too.
I don't know. Right. Anyway, my point is there's
always some new thing.
Different trends, different the hot thing.
But there are those people who are like, they want their whiskey a certain way and they need it, in a certain kind of glass and it's got to be aged however many. I'm sure there's a market for the $700 bottle.
I once went to a Chivas Regal event. And,
did you? Goodness.
All right.
And they gave us a bottle of 16-year-old stuff. And my dad to this day asked me, can you get me another bottle of that? Can you get me another bottle of that?
Oh, my God.
But they showed you how to drink it.
He loved it?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah.
But it wasn't Chivas Regal. It was.
It was.
Oh, it was Chivas Regal. And he loved it. So why don't you get him another bottle of that?
Because I couldn't find it again. It was
It was like a limited edition.
It was special.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I had a lab when I was the sole owner of a pet. It was her name was Willa. I love that dog. And we were together for 15 years. And this story is so true about labs. Genetic drive to overeat found in Labradors and humans.
Mm.
And it's a thing for some reason.
I do say that. Like, I am like a dog. If there's food in front of me, I am thinking about the food in front of me.
Dogs that are constantly hungry and prone to being overweight share a common bit of biology with some obesity-prone humans.
Hmm.
And they're saying this is something that you're going to have to...
Although dogs in general, you know, labs, yes but labs, dogs but yes. in general.
Well, and one of the things about labs, and I only know because that's what I had, is I would give her something to eat and it made her so happy. It made her so you could tell she was so happy that
well, I remember you would try to give her things that would take her a long time to extract.
It's just something that I can see why people overfeed their labs because they find that there's joy in that for the dog until suddenly the vet goes, this dog can't be this weight.
Right. That the dog is going to die.
You can't let this happen anymore. Anyway, there's genetic proof and maybe this will help them find a way to deal with your overeating. They say that this is something that humans share with labs. Some humans share with labs. So.
Well, it's amazing how little food a dog actually needs. I was at my cousin Brad's house a couple weeks ago, and I was always the first one up because I just always am. I know.
Because what a new...
Whole new world, man.
Strange so they have development.
This awesome lab, the black lab, and they have this thing that they put into its... into its bowl that has like fingers that come up. And so they pour the food over that. It's just kibble. And then it takes the dog longer to eat
around
it. Has to get all the pieces out. So it actually takes like 5 minutes for it to eat instead of 5 seconds. But then they only give it this tiny little cup of, and she's a beefy dog. Like,
you have to be very careful, especially if you give them treats.
Very little food.
Yeah.
I was very surprised.
And also, and this is one of those things, if it's a counter surfer, then they, you know, whether it's a stick of butter or a loaf of bread, whatever, they're going to get it.
They're going to find it.
Go hide and eat the thing before you catch them.
Well, dogs are really paying attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they are really on the lookout for any opportunity to eat a stick of butter.
Yeah. Sneaky.
Yeah. Well, they're hungry. They're dogs. If there's food around, they're thinking about it.
There's a brand new app called Touch Grass. And it forces you to literally go outside and touch grass before you go on social media. So it's a way to...
Is that grounding thing that people talk
they
about?
They say sometimes people use that term, go touch grass if you're doing too much doom scrolling, as they say.
Yes.
Go touch grass, for goodness sakes.
I remember being a kid, laying down, belly on the grass, and just watching ants and watching what was in the grass. Now, these days, I couldn't focus on that. I can't get anywhere near it. It's just like, you know, give me a magnifying glass, I guess.
But and grass is itchy, too, by the way.
It is itchy. I mean, when you're a kid, you don't care. You're just covered in mites or whatever. But but for sure, mites. Like, I remember being a kid, we didn't have anything to doom scroll on. There was not anything on TV. It was just, we were out of the house, and you'd just be like, I got nothing to do. I'm going to lay down and look into the grass and look at the ants crawling through there or whatever bugs are going through there. Get a little roly-poly going.
Touch Grass comes out this Friday. It's an app that will force you to go touch grass before you can get on and doom scroll. So, yeah, maybe you need that.
Maybe. It can't hurt anything. Go touch grass.
No, no.
To give yourself a 2-minute break and go back and continue doom scrolling, but at least you moved and you went outside.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts. The Bugatti Veyron. I don't know if I said that right.
Is that a car?
It's a car.
Okay.
Sports car has a top speed of 254 miles per hour.
What good is that?
At that speed, it gets 3 miles per gallon.
Wow.
Which is actually pretty good. I mean, that's
considering how hard it's
working.
That
is a full-on race car.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it even takes regular gas.
I'm surprised they are allowed to have a car that will go that fast.
254 miles.
Right. What's the speed of sound?
What?
Oh, it can't be anywhere. I mean, it's got to be. It's probably like
200
feet per second or something.
What?
Sound. I don't know what the sound barrier, but that just seems too fast. You know those cars that they get out into the desert and they try to like break the sound yes. barrier or whatever it is? Like there's a whole thing where you need so much runway to get going fast enough and then to be able to stop.
Speed of sound is 767. Okay, so it's
nowhere near that. Are people doing that in vehicles on the ground? Is that what the desert stuff is?
I don't think a vehicle could go that fast.
Oh. Yeah.
I know this. The car I'm driving right now, it's the Frontier Ford Mach-E. It hauls ass. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't even tried to see what it can do.
Don't.
The one thing I've noticed, though, which I've never had a car that could do this, is I can pass when I need to. As in...
Oh, yeah.
Without even having, like, the
you're
car I have
going
now,
70 miles an hour.
The car I was driving before, I would have to look, I'd have to gauge my pickup speed and be like, I ain't making that.
No, it always has more for you. There's always more there. You need to get out of the way, something anytime, takes off.
Anywhere.
That's electric cars. It is absolutely thrilling to drive those.
A freaking vet went by me like I was sitting still the other day.
Why didn't you go after him?
Oh, my God.
Should have gone after him.
Race him, yeah.
What was that? Whoa. I didn't want to be... you guys, I need my license. That's why.
Also...
That's why I didn't go after him.
Tumble crashes happen when you're going 100 miles an hour. Where you don't just crash, you tumble. You roll.
Oh.
Blow a tire. Boom. The tumble crash. You don't want a tumble crash.
The tumble crash.
You didn't just crash. You tumble crashed. You tumbled over things, through things, beyond things, off things.
Jeez.
Tumble crash. You know what I'm talking about. It's like I'm always so scared for people who are going so fast on the highway. I'm like, you're going to tumble crash.
During SNL's first season,
yeah,
it was just known as NBC's Saturday Night.
Oh.
Because ABC had a show called Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell.
Oh, yes.
When that show ended, NBC's show became Saturday Night Live.
Huh.
Very funny.
And for those of you youngsters out there that don't know, Howard Cosell was once one of the most famous people in America.
Oh, yeah.
Like, easily.
Yep.
And his little sparring that he did with Muhammad Ali was a big part of that. Like, Muhammad Ali in his day was... maybe the most famous guy in the world.
He was huge. Huge. Everybody knew who Muhammad Ali was.
And him and Howard Cosell kind of went back and forth. And
they were cute.
All right. Well, anyway. But that's why they still say live from New York, it's Saturday night at the beginning of every episode, because it used to be called NBC's Saturday Night.
That's really funny. I didn't even put that part together.
Shame on you for not knowing that.
Shame on me.
Your text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, dog food can be more dense and higher in calories, so you feed them less. It's better for them, too.
Yeah, it was just stunning how little food Maisie needed.
The dog, needed, because she wants the whole bag.
Right.
Right.
But even with as little as they feed her, and they actually are pretty strict about it, she's not a skinny dog. Like, she's not hurting for, she has a waist, which is all, but that is all. She is fully grown, that dog. Good dog.
When you have a dog that will overeat, add green beans or other veggies to their meals to fill them up with less calories. That's good advice.
Yeah, sure.
Our dogs love carrots.
Oh, God, my dog would not eat a carrot. He would lick the beef stew off the carrot and leave the carrot on the floor. Like, I'm not eating that. That is awful. Only one carrot and you both have to share it.
My old lab mix jumped on the counter before a barbecue and ate the whole 36 pack of Costco hot dog buns.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they'll eat and eat and eat.
Oh.
And Ripley, the dog we have now, she, like, Willow would just go, there's food, I'm going for it. Ripley steals it, goes outside, hides around the corner, eats it, and then you just find the wrapper or whatever and realize that's where the butter went. Or that's where the loaf of bread went. That little rascal took it and hit herself.
She's not just sitting there eating.
No.
She's like thinking, that's devious.
Yeah. Oh,
she's thinking
she's
it through.
Smart.
Well, these people, they just come and take it away from me. I don't want that. Let me get the hell out of here.
415 says, at top speed, the Bugatti's tires can only last 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Good grief.
Tumble crash.
Well, I don't know about that.
I feel like I do know about it.
Maybe.
The tumble crash.
Why do you even know about this?
Nobody, because I'm just picturing it. It's like you can't be going that fast and just hit something. I mean, you either are like, you know, dead stop crashing or you are continuing on. So it's just inertia at work.
Oh, 650, listen to this, and then we're going to break, so right. Get your teas ready.
I'm ready.
Being a full-time single dad, which already, I had 2 days by myself with my kids this weekend, and I almost left for cigarettes and milk. Or whatever you go for. What do you leave for?
Yeah, that's
cigarettes and milk. Right. Let's go with that.
Being a full-time single dad in a wheelchair is hard. Just watching your kids do things fun. Sometimes because of the chair, we can't participate and it's heartbreaking. Yeah, I bet. Mm. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. But you're also a full-time single dad. Dude.
You're already a hero. Working extra hard. That's got to be really tough.
That's gnarly.
My God.
You should have heard me whine this weekend. And I'm not in a chair.
Right.
I want to go to the park again. But I just did other stuff.
Here's a sandwich. Go.
And
just run down there.
Cleaned stuff up, and then I had to.
When do they get to go? When does Isla? How old does Isla have to be to take her little sister with her to the park?
I don't think Mom would. There. I took them to go.
What
get,
about when the kids ate?
I took them to go get swimsuits this weekend.
Oh.
And Isla finds one. I got to be careful what I say. She finds one that's like. It's
a thong in the back.
No.
Whale tail.
No, she's too, I mean, she's still in the kids section for swimsuits, but it's a two-piece and it's a little open in the front, like a cut, like, and I go, oh, that's too loose up top. You're going to show all the boys your nipples. And she goes, what? And I'm not buying you that. It doesn't fit properly. You can't have it. But this is the one I want. It's so cute. Okay, pull out your own cash. And then when Mom makes you return it, it'll be your money you're getting given back to you because I'm not doing it. You can get the one like your sister. Oh, well, that one's okay. Well, then you're not getting one. Okay, maybe that one's okay.
Oh.
I thought she was going to pull out her own money.
No, but definitely not buying her the one that she wanted. Anyway,
good
what was
for
your
you.
Question?
That's the right answer. I didn't ask a question.
Oh,
did I?
You did. I don't know. Ask me something about Isla.
You know, we get going on something.
Yeah,
oh, no. How old would they have to be? How old would the little one have to be for Isla to walk her to the park?
So there's no park, but Isla will come to me and say, can I go down the street and play with my friend Bailey? And I'll go, yep. And then just.
Bye.
Yes, please go down the street. I don't even want to say watch for cars. Just once in a while, can we just say yes as parents?
Let me give you your whole list of instructions for all the protocols in any given potential situation that you might encounter out there in the wild.
And they've already gotten all the, you know, listen, there's a guy in a van trying to give you some candy, and that's not a good
scenario.
Oh, my
God, what kind of candy do they have? That's a delicious. Do they have puppies, too? Oh, my God. It sounds great. All right, coming up next. Oh, Kanye, no.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.